Something that called itself Tiffany flew across the treetops. It looked like Tiffany. It peered from her eyes, tried to hear with her own ears, think with her own brain. An interesting brain. It had everything it needed to be Tiffany, except Tiffany. A hiver took you over until there was no room left, except it was having trouble. It had flowed through her like a dark tide, but there was a place, tight and sealed, that was still closed. The tiny part of her that was me. She brought the broomstick in low over the trees and landed neatly on a lawn. There really was nothing to it, she decided. You just had to want it to fly. Then she was sick again. Ridiculous. She wasn't frightened of flying any more, but her stupid stomach was. She wiped her mouth, turned to the stick, said, "Stay," and marched across the lawn to the house. It was a lot grander than Miss Level's cottage. She knocked at the door and waited. It was opened by a tall, thin woman in black, but a very decorative black, all lacy and ruffled, and set off with more silver jewellery than Tiffany imagined could exist. Some of her fingers had sort of silver finger gloves, designed to look like claws. And she was wearing a pointy hat, taller than any Tiffany had ever seen. It had stars on it, and silver hatpins glittered. Before she spoke, she pointedly looked at the door to see if the knocking had made a mark. "Well, bless all in this house. What? Oh, yes, favourable rune shine on this our meeting. Well, I've come to see Anagramma, Mrs. Earwig. It's pronounced Arwidge. Sorry. Well, you'd better come in. Come." It was a strange house. You couldn't doubt that a witch lived in it, and not only because every door frame had a tall pointy bit cut out of the top of it to allow Mrs. Earwig's hat to pass through. The room Tiffany was led into had suns and moons on the floor tiles, and big paintings with lots of crescent moons, and young women with frankly not enough clothes on, and big men with horns and, ooh, not just horns. "I'll tell Anagramma you're here," said Mrs. Earwig, pronounced Arwidge. "Do not kick the chair legs, please." She went out. Tiffany looked round. The hiver looked around and thought, "I've got to be the strongest. When I am the strongest, I shall be safe. But that one is weak. She thinks you can buy magic." "Oh, it's you," said a sharp voice. "The cheese girl. Hello. I suppose you've come to beg to be allowed to join after all, have you?" "No." The hiver had been many things, including a number of wizards, and Anagramma was drinking a glass of milk. "But I might let you join me. Enjoying that?" The glass of milk turned into a bunch of thistles. Anagramma dropped it hurriedly. When it hit the floor, it became a glass of milk again and shattered. Anagramma stared. "You know they say the power comes? Well, it's come to me." Tiffany concentrated. She didn't know where this was coming from, but it seemed to know exactly what to do. Anagramma rose off the floor and, to Tiffany's delight, started to cry. "You said we should use our power, and you're a girl with her head screwed on right. Wouldn't it be awful if it got screwed on wrong? Now, do you want to be my friend, or do you want to be in my way?" Tiffany waved a hand. Her prisoner dropped to the ground. "I need your help."
Why?
"To start with, where can I get a dress like yours?" Anagramma's eyes lit up.
"Oh, Zack Zack Strong in the Arm, over in Salad Without, everything for the modern witch."
"Then I want everything."
"But he'll want paying. He's a dwarf."
"Oh, I know where I can get money. I'll meet you,
please help me,
here this afternoon, and..."
What was that? I said I'd stop me, stop meet me. You here, this... There it was again, a sort of odd echo in your voice, like two people trying to talk at once.
Oh, that, said the hiver. That's nothing. It'll stop soon.